Now, you might not expect an official government Twitter account to be buzzing with talk about sex. Well, maybe you would in Sweden, because that is what has happened when the account was handed over to an ordinary person. Someone different's chosen to tweet on behalf of the Swedish government every week, and they are called Curators of Sweden. The aim is to debate official policies and to raise the country's profile around the world. Melanie Abbott has followed some tweeters.
I'm Jessica W. Sandberg, and I think the idea is phenomenal. It's a way to show Sweden in a way you never seen before. Of course, it was a job, and I was really proud to do it.
Should warn all that I like to tweet about sex. This is a first and last warning. I'm here for a week. Let's go for a ride. Welcome.
The Swedish tourism organisation Visit Sweden and the government agency the Swedish Institute set up this tweet account 6 months ago. Since then, 23 different people have taken a turn. Tommy Solon is the social media manager at Visit Sweden. Someone described it as either insane or genius. Either of those correct?
I think both are. A lot of people say, I wish we could do this in our country. And they're very impressed of the courage it took for us to do it. So I guess that's the crazy part, the risk we took.
This says it's really nice if you can show photos and stuff like that. So I started to doing that. And felt, hey, this is not me. This is so dull and boring. after a couple of days, I started being more myself and I started tweeting about sex.
I've gotten one angry tweet that says I have nothing to offer you guys and that doesn't like my tweets about sex.
Is there any censorship of what they can say?
No, they only have to follow the rules of Twitter and the basic laws. There's no censorship. Out of 9,000 tweets so far, we haven't removed a single tweet. One of our curators started a breastfeeding riot discussion because she posted a photo of herself feeding her baby. And that's quite acceptable in Sweden, but not in many other countries. You know, the whole point of this initiative is to show the multifaceted puzzle that is Sweden.
I said, hey, Twitters, my girlfriend's upset. I've given you too much attention today, so I have to go and give her the full attention.
And I should imagine some people were quite shocked about that.
But I got, hey, you're awesome. Finally, Sweden is going on the sex way and things like that. Some response to was, hey, you gotta think about what you're tweeting. I have a 13-year-old baby sister. She's reading all your what you're saying. And I said, yeah, I get your point. But she's 13, so I think she knows what sex is.
Well, my name is Joakim Jollenberg, and I'm an internet consultant. So I tweeted about my life during that week, and I have big plans to tweet about the Swedish startup scene and tech in Sweden and so forth. But Princess Estelle decided to come to the world that week, so everything was thrown over. A lot of royal stuff. Well, it's typical the royals, aren't it? They hijack everything we do. So that was the talk of town in Sweden during that week, so it was fun to go with the flow.
Right now we are holding our breath to get to learn the name of Royal Baby. Why? Don't ask me. It's just the way it is.
How have the tweeters or the curators been selected? Have they approached you or have you asked people to do it?
We try not to meddle that much. We do have a recommendation process on the website where anyone can recommend someone else.
Is there anybody who's been recommended that you've rejected?
Our biggest criteria is that they have to be active Twitterers. So if they're not, we cannot have them for that simple reason. We also reject most of the nominations that nominate themselves.
So you have to be modest. You can't just come along and say, hey, I'd be a great tweeter for you.
Yeah, well, this is Sweden after all. We believe modesty.
Well, I did a lot of collaborative efforts with my followers. So one of the things we did was to actually open up a Spotify playlist and have everyone submit their favorite Swedish band.
Now, I have to admit my knowledge of music, Swedish or otherwise, is pretty basic. But any ABBA, my favorite band?
Yes, of course, ABBA is on there with Thank You for the Music.
Why did you decide to do this? Just for a bit of fun?
Yeah, for a bit of fun. I wanted to really experiment with all the collaborative things that we could do. So it ended up with the cook-along live broadcasted from my kitchen.
Oops.
Still enjoying the smell of the al ball pepper. I'm busy feeding my family. Very good. Yummy. I realize that even if my English is fairly good when it comes to, you know, IT stuff, and I was lousy in the kitchen. I couldn't even, you know, call the kettle black.
The Swedish government has had a Twitter account since 2009. By last December, there were just over 8,000 followers. Now there are more than 28,000. Tommy Solon from Visit Sweden again.
For us, it's not about the numbers themselves. How many followers do we have? These conversations are by themselves promoting Sweden and the multifaceted image of Sweden that we want the rest of the world to see. So I'm confident that there's a great word of mouth effect. So what you might consider a small number of followers actually reaches a lot of people.
Can't sleep. Have to get up in 4.5 hours. The anguish, the anguish.
Were you worried that some of the tweets might just be a bit dull?
It certainly was one of the concerns. It has been proved that whatever they tweet about, there's a great interest within the foreign follower base. One of our curators who just posted a photo of what she ate for breakfast. And that can be boring to some, but it sparked the conversation about healthy food and free food in the Swedish schools.
And you're not going to be able to follow us while we eat, because that's a family moment. Tomorrow, we're going to do it one better. So take care of yourselves. Bye!
In case you're wondering, the live chef was cooking meatballs, so along with ABBA, that was two Swedish success stories in one report. I was going to try and weave the sex into that bit of script, but I decided against it. Anyway, if you would like to follow Sweden, there is a link on the website.